the latest headlines and viewing it all through the lens of Bible prophecy. This is Countdown to Eternity with James Gaddis and Don Stewart. This week we'll talk about everything from the rapid changes in the U.S. to all over the world. This is how the devil will attack the righteous and seek to destroy what God has made good.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got a lot to talk about. I am here with the great Don Stewart. We are so blessed that you are joining us for another episode of Countdown to Eternity. What an exciting time to live in. The great Don Stewart has given me some articles earlier today that are just blowing my mind. Don, what say you, bro? What a crazy time we're living in.
Yeah, it really is, James. And hi, everybody in the audience. You know, we always have almost always these negative stories just because negative stories are coming out of the news. But there's a very positive one coming out of North Carolina. I wanted to start with that. There's a North Carolina school board that's adopted a policy that would discipline or dismiss teachers if they incorporate the critical race, the CTR theory, into their teaching of the history of the United States. The Johnston County Board on October 1st unanimously approved and amended a code of ethics policy after the county's Republicans-run Board of Commissioners said it would withhold $7.9 million in school funding until the policy was passed. That's from the News and Observer of Raleigh. They report that. Isn't that great to hear something like that?
I think it's amazing. And the document that they bring about that actually condemns this, the statements that they make are pretty remarkable. I think it's a pretty amazing thing. They say this, they say racism causes damage to individuals and the community. When racism is present, it creates a lack of trust and respect. No student or staff member shall be subjected to the notion that racism is a permanent component of American life.
Love it.
Wow, incredible. Just an absolutely encouraging thing to read here. And oh my goodness. Look at what it goes on to say. Can I read the other part
of this? Go ahead, please. I'm following you. Go ahead.
As no fictional accounts or narratives shall be used to invalidate actual objective historical events. All people who contributed to American society will be recognized and presented as reformists, innovators, and heroes to our culture. They go on to say, failure to comply with this policy will result in disciplinary action up to and including dismissal. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that. You know, James, we've talked about that. No one has ever said America is perfect. No one's ever said our founding fathers were, you know, without sin. No one said that. But, you know, the whole history of this country are people that wanted to do something different. They, you know, got away from the British. They wanted to found something here in the United States of America. And they came up with a brilliant checks and balance system with a constitution, a bill of rights. And it's worked very, very well for the world. And God has blessed it. You know, we have been for a long time one of the superpowers, many times not the only superpower in the world. And it's nice to recognize that you know, that our history, you know, is not, again, it's imperfect. No one's saying it was perfect, or no one's saying racism hasn't been a horrible problem. It has, and it remains. But we have the opportunity here in America to do things that very few other countries can do. And so it's nice to see someone saying, please, with the narrative there, don't just make it sound like it's a bunch of white slave owners that came to this country and you know, and basically got rid of the Indians, got rid of any, used the African-Americans, brought them over as slaves, and the whole country's been racist from the beginning. That's just untrue, just not true.
It's actually beautiful when you consider for just a moment the fact that when we begin to start acknowledging truth, we find ourselves in a place of health, right? I mean, and yeah. I actually think that's the thing that's the most encouraging to me, that there are a group of people who are dedicating themselves to the ideals that are presented by walking in truth, and it just changes the face of absolutely everything. And I hope and I pray that what we're watching in North Carolina will be something that we start to see spread across the country, because God knows we need a little bit of a dose of truth, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. And, you know, in contrast to that, there's a story I sent you. There's a top UK university. They tell students to accept personal guilt before starting their course. So on the other hand, you've got, you know, and they're talking about, you know, personal guilt, meaning you're guilty because you're white. You know, that's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You have to start with that. And then make reparations for people who lived, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. You know, your relatives came from Egypt, James, you know, and
that's right.
You know, And my relatives here in the U.S., I don't have any slave. I know the history. My dad told it to me, Eric. We don't have any slave owners in my history. We don't have any people who were, you know, rebels in the sense that they, you know, owned slaves or in fact, they were against slavery from the very beginning. So, and many people are like that. So why in the world should someone like me or you pay some type of reparation for people right now in 2021 of things people did 100 years ago that basically was, you know, something our relatives never did?
Yeah, 100%. And it's evil. I mean, it's wicked. When it comes down to it, what we're looking at is we're looking at a set of behaviors that are demonically inspired by the absence of truth. I was enamored by a article that I read. It was an op-ed that was in the Epoch Times that talked about the absence of truth and how there can be no such thing as injustice if there is no truth, because if there's no truth, you can't even establish justice. And it's this whole idea of the wandering from truth through the whole idea of relativism and existentialism and how it's really destroying the culture and the fabric of our society. And it continues to give Marxist and communist-like powers to the people who are supposed to help us in ruling as opposed to oppress us.
Yeah, and look at the history. Where has Marxism ever worked? Where has socialism ever worked where people have, you know, achieved, people have thrived? It just hasn't. Has it at all, has it?
No, no. There's never been an example of that being the case, and it continues to be a problem. I think it's really funny. Is that your dog in the background?
No, the dog next door started barking. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
That's why I got up. Those of you watching, I got up and closed the window here in the office right on cue. No, our dog doesn't bark. Well, she does, but not when I'm on the air. So if you hear that, who knows? Hey,
that's why people love listening to this, because they can hear the reality. You know what I mean?
The other day, about a month ago, I had a scrub jay outside the door. This bird was complaining because I hadn't fed it recently, because we feed the birds, so we love animals. But the scrub jay came in late, and we're doing the program, wonders, where's my food? And I'm looking at it and say, just hang on a little bit, will you please? Anyway, yeah, we love nature and that. So anyway, this is real programming, people. This is no slick production here at all. We do it live and in color, and I love it. And we are real. What you see is what you get. Okay, speaking of someone who is in a position they shouldn't be, I sent you this one too, James. The Pope Francis decries Earth's unprecedented ecological crisis. He said this. Yes, he said it today, Monday. Humanity is inflicting serious wounds on the environment and threw his moral weight behind the upcoming United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP26. What say you to that?
It's completely ridiculous. I mean, come on. Who are we kidding here, Don? This is crazy. What is wrong with these people?
He says these ecological wounds are the fruits of seeds of conflict, Francis said, namely greed, indifference, ignorance, fear, injustice, insecurity, and violence. Such conflicts, moreover, are leading to the breaking of the covenant between human beings and the environment, which should mirror the creative love of God for whom we come and towards whom we are journeying. Now, again, here's the problem. And James, please elaborate on this. We're lost sinners. We need to come to Christ by faith. If you read this, he assumes we're all coming to God, everybody in the world. In other words, it's one big tent. Everybody's going to heaven someday, whether it be Muslim, Jews, atheists, agnostics, Christians, or that. This is the problem with this Pope. He never differentiates between the message of Christ and the message that he is bloviating about here on this story.
Well, when you asked me my initial reaction and I said, what's wrong with these people? But this is my point in saying this, and maybe I'm not being very clear. Why are we giving evil individuals like this any kind of credibility? This Pope is a complete joke. I honestly think this guy is trying to, I mean, literally, I think that he is trying to be accepted by the globalist community. It almost seems like he's in an active job application for the position of the assistant to the false prophet, because he can't be the false prophet. Like you said, he doesn't have the intellectual capacity to be able to facilitate what's necessary in order to articulate the position of the beast, the final antichrist. But it is amazing how this guy has become the epitome of Romans chapter 1. He is worshiping the creation rather than the creator, and it is very clear that his conscience becomes seared, and it has becoming seared. He's a very wicked man.
Yeah, he really is. In fact, the article goes on to say Pope Francis has made ecology and the battle against climate change a pillar of his pontificate, and in 2015 became the first pope in history to devote an entire encyclical letter to the topic of the environment. This year, he reiterated his conviction that the Earth is suffering the worst environmental crisis of its history. Why don't you go to China and preach this message? These are the people polluting the world, not the Western countries. The U.S., we've cut down our, you know, in the last few years. That's a fact. What we're polluting the air with here in Southern California, it's night and day to when I grew up here with the pollution there. And yet, James, this, if you're supposed to be the substitute of Christ on earth, the vicar of Christ speaking in his place, don't you think you ought to probably share the gospel of Christ sometime? Tell people they're lost sinners, they need to believe in Christ by faith, or else there'll be an eternal separation between you and God. I don't know about you, but I've never heard this in all the years he's been pope from him.
Well, and this is this thing. Look, he keeps revising this document called the Laudato Si, I believe is what he calls it. And he just continues on with the same kind of rhetoric. It's the same thing that is, hey, let's worship the creation rather than the creator. What I think he's doing is he is developing a mechanism by which he can scapegoat any of the things that don't seem to fare well for the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church has had a history of doing this throughout the years, including ignoring the disgusting path of sexual exploitation that has existed within the church for a long time. And I don't think that there's an excuse for any of it, but the reality of it is he's doing the same thing that these hardcore globalists are doing. They are beginning to take climate change and make it the kitchen sink for everything that they can blame things on. Notice this. This kind of nonsense is becoming more and more out of the woodworks because they don't have a president like Trump to blame anymore. So now they're beginning to blame it on other things like this so that they can find it as the pathway to be able to rule with that sort of communist Marxist way of thinking. And I never thought I would see the day where I would look at the Pope as being pro-totalitarian, but he is. And he's becoming more and more that way. And it's actually disgusting.
Yeah, we hear these people say that the whole virus that, you know, this sweeping the world is based on climate change. We've heard that lunacy from people. And, you know, again, James, you can't make this stuff up. But in the last days, people will be lovers of evil, basically, for Isaiah 5:20, loving, you know, that which is evil, calling good evil, evil good, basically promoting things that are evil, Paul told Timothy. And I think one example of this, I'd really like you to elaborate on this story. A school board asked for Joe Biden's help with anti-CRT domestic terrorist parents. The National School Boards Association, the NSBA, has written a letter to President Joe Biden requesting federal law enforcement and other assistance to cope with angry parents concerned about their children wearing masks in school all day long and learning the concepts of critical race theory. Now, we are supposedly people who do this, moms and dads, are now put under the label from this association as domestic terrorists. I never thought I'd see the day when I'd see a story like this.
It's completely disgusting. And they call it propaganda. They're referring to it as propaganda. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the actual letter right now, and I can read to you a portion of the letter. It just makes you disgusted. They say, coupled with the attacks against school board members and educators for approving policies for masks to protect the health and safety of students and school employees, many public school officials are also facing physical threats because of propaganda purporting the false inclusion of critical race theory within classroom instruction and curricula. This propaganda continues despite the fact that critical race theory is not taught in public schools and remains a complex law school and graduate school subject well beyond the scope of K through 12 classes. They are liars. Yes. This is the thing that scares me. These people represent 90,000 school board, literally 90,000 school board members in 14,000 local schools. Think about how insane we are talking. They are asking as a way for the president of the United States through, by the way, the mechanism of executive order to make it illegal for parents to speak up at school board meetings.
Yeah, what happened to our First Amendment? I thought we were supposed to, the right to free speech, that is something we've seen wavering and going by the wayside. Of course, social media is famous for doing that. We're censored on a lot of different social media, you know, outlets. We can't say certain words, certain things right now. You know, free speech is gone as far as we're concerned. We have to dance around it just to stay on these certain platforms. And yet here now, we are told someone's right to speak out, right to question the powers that be is something that should be taken away from them because it doesn't fit the progressive mindset of the age. And again, James, even a few years ago, if someone would have told us something like that, that this would happen, we'd say, you're crazy. This could never happen in America. But here it is right now.
Well, and it's really hard because they're not even defending the fact that they're teaching CRT. They're actually saying, we're not doing it. And that's the new tactic that the school board members are taking. They're now saying, oh, we're not teaching critical race theory. And you're a propagandist if you think we are. And you're a conspiracy theorist and you're crazy because we're not teaching any of that stuff. And when in reality, they're doing it right in front of everybody's faces. The teachers know it. The students know it. The parents know it. And yet they continue to do it because the devil, the father of lies, continues to use his methods to be able to communicate using these mechanisms, and he is spreading his hate. He is spreading the sort of the ugly overtones that come with this type of thing, and then they make it worse because they're trying to take away the handles that you can pull down because they're saying, oh, we're not teaching this at all. Well, that's a disgusting lie, right? And by the way, they're conflating the subject of critical race theory with critical theory, which is what is oftentimes discussed in law schools and so on and so forth, which in reality, they in essence become the same thing, especially as you start getting into the subject of intersectionality and a standpoint epistemology and all the other things that goes along with it. Yes, these are big words that many of these people in kindergarten can't understand, but they take it down to more palatable terms, including movies, little cartoons that deal with pornographic subjects, like the one that we were talking about that happened in New York recently and some of the other things that are going on. And I think it's the Ohio mayor, God bless him, bravo to him, who basically said that he'd be filing charges against the school board members if they didn't resign because of them allowing these teachers to expose these children to pornographic material.
Yeah, and James, without mentioning any names, the thing that really, really bothers me, let's take it one step further. There's many so-called evangelical Christian leaders today that are promoting this and calling those who may have a question about it of ignorant, right-wing, racist, all this sort of stuff, deniers of truth, deniers of fact, throwing out all these insults. I know you can go off on that, but I like you, again, since we're commenting on this with the school board, what about for within the Christian church when we hear this sort of stuff?
Well, I won't name names, even though I so badly want to, but out of respect for you, I won't do so. But it is interesting. And yes, even within Calvary Chapels, just because they have a name, Calvary Chapel, doesn't mean that they are. But I will just simply say it's demonic. I think it's demonically inspired. And what it is they have literally allowed themselves to capitulate to the mindset of the hard left. And yes, there are lots of pastors that have allowed themselves to fall into that category. And they are basically minimizing the concerns of parents who are very cautious about the things that their children are actually being educated concerning. Now, I will throw this out at you. Although I'm not going to name any names, I can tell you this. When pastors do that, typically it means they're dirty themselves. Typically, it means they believe in these evils or they don't really care because they themselves have participated in them. That's always what that means. And so when you have pastors that believe this stuff and actually call people who question it right wing, whatever you might want to call it, I think you should run away from their church because I can promise you they're probably guilty of the same kind of garbage that they're actually defending. And whether or not anybody wants to admit it, I would bet you that's true. And we have had a long history in the church, at least in the Western church, and in many cases, yes, in Calvary Chapels, of covering up these types of things when they actually happen, when in reality they should be exposed and put into the light because this type of thing is evil and we should be recognizing it. And so it's infiltrating the schools. It's actually getting to the point where it's just completely ridiculous and out of control.
Yeah. Okay. Let me switch subjects again. This one here is something that's going to face not only us here in America, but the whole world. And here is the headline. One of the world's largest port operators warns global supply chain crisis will last longer than expected, not only into 2022, but maybe longer than that. We live here in Southern California. We had a horrible oil spill, this weekend. This oil slick that's on the beach, it's near you, we're in Long Beach, in Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, and that. And you look out, James, and you've got these containers out there that are waiting up to 4 weeks to become unloaded at the docks in Long Beach and other places around the world, and the trucks to deliver them. This is going to be the story fairly soon. If you know, it's going to break in bigger detail. Don't you agree? When people start looking at the shelves and going, "Where's this? Where's that?" We already know what the problem with the supply of the automobiles getting, you know, certain parts where the, you know, so they can order their own automobile. That's way behind. That's far, far behind. But the chip are just not coming. The supply chain's not working. So what say you to all of this?
Well, we know this. Look, we've been warning this for a long time. And the supply chain is going to get, the supply chain problem is going to get even more confused and complex as a result of this oil spill that just took place off the coast of Huntington Beach. By the way, I'm a little disappointed because the last day of the air show was canceled, which I wanted to go. So watching all these blue angels flying overhead. Yeah. But I will tell you, I will say that the complexities associated with the supply chain being disrupted at this level are so remarkable that a lot of people don't understand the implications that it has, especially in the midst of what I'm calling an historic inflation rate. Spending is going crazy. The spending is being encouraged because of these welfare checks that in essence are being sent in, whether or not you want them. And people are getting a lot of extra money in their pockets, especially as it relates to tax credits and credits related to their children. That's what they're calling it. And basically people are spending like crazy, but the supply chain is getting more and more affected. And as a result, we are going to see an implosion, the likes of something we have not seen in a very, very long time.
Yeah, so what's going to happen? We're getting warnings of this. Are people all of a sudden going to come to the shelves and be shocked because the food that they want, the car that they want to buy, the Christmas presents, the Christmas turkey and all that's just not there? And then we read today from Dubai, the DP World Chairman and Chief Executive called Sultan Ahmed bin Sulayem said he believes the bottlenecks will continue until 2023. What in the world's going on?
Well, the bottlenecks will continue until 2023, assuming that we do what the Japanese did in the early 80s and get a hold of the inflation rate like we should. But we're probably not going to do that. We're not going to compensate for that. Under the Biden regime, we're going to continue to see things get darker, which I think is going to contribute to the global scale of problems that we have. Remember, the Chinese will begin to collapse, economically speaking, if these supply chains continue to be disrupted. And it's going to leave for a massive gap within Eastern and Western Europe, and of course, within the Middle East. And there's one person that's primed and ready to take control and to stand charge, and that would be none other than Gog, the leader of Russia. So he's the big player in the game, and it's being left for that kind of a thing. So Don, you're not going to believe this. I just looked up at the clock right now, and we only have a minute and a half left. I cannot believe this. let me give you the last minute and a half so that we can close up here.
Okay. Yeah. Every time we come to you on Countdown to Eternity, we try and bring you the latest headlines and put it in perspective with Bible prophecy and the totality of biblical teaching. And like we talked about today, there are religious leaders who are not preaching the gospel, who are not staying true to the calling that they have. There's worldwide issues, worldwide problems that are always going to be there. But as we get towards the time of the end, we know they're going to get worse. The Bible warns us about that. Perilous times, Jesus said, we're seeing it happen. The stage is being set for the final Antichrist to come on the scene and right all this mess that's there. It's a global problem. But the good news is we know how this movie turns out. We know the Lord Jesus is going to come back, set up his kingdom, those with him. Us who believe are going to come back with him. And so we're optimists here. We always want to leave on an optimistic note, even though there's horrible stories taking place and people are really suffering and asking these questions. Remember, people, the Lord God is with you. He's going to get you to the finish line. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. And he's going to bring you there. So just trust him during this very difficult time. If you don't know Jesus, today is the day of salvation. So you can know about all these things we're talking about. But if you do know the Lord, please, please, please trust him and realize God has put all of us here at this particular time in history for such a time as this to be salt and light, light in particular, to a very dark world.
Amen and amen. And I most definitely have nothing to add to that other than so be it. That is a thought and a sentence, a series of sentences that is worth meditating on because we have a good God and we should be excited about what he has waiting for us around the corner. So guys, we sincerely hope that you've enjoyed listening to this as much as we've enjoyed making it. May God richly bless you. We don't take it for granted that you take us with you on your jogs, your drives, sitting in your living rooms. It means so much. On behalf of the great Don Stewart, this is James Cadiz, and we want to thank you for joining us for another episode of Countdown to Eternity. God bless you.
You've been listening to Countdown to Eternity with Pastors James Cadiz and Don Stewart. For a replay of our program, visit countdowntoeternity.com. Again, countdown, the number two, eternity.com. You can also listen to us by podcast, wherever you like to listen to your favorite podcasts. Don Stewart has written a number of books like 25 Signs We're Near the End, The Final Antichrist, Heaven, Look Up, A Timeline of 50 Last Days Events. You can download these and more for free with no strings attached at educatingourworld.com. Again, go to educatingourworld.com and look for us on social media. Follow James Cadiz, Educating Our World, and Countdown to Eternity on Instagram and Facebook. Then subscribe to our YouTube channel at Calvary Chapel Signal Hill. You can watch the video version of Countdown to Eternity right there. Do you have a question about the end times? Email Don and James through our website at countdowntoeternity.com. They'd love to hear from you. Again, at countdowntoeternity.com. And we'd also appreciate your support. We're so thankful to God as we hear from listeners all over the world who are being helped through this ministry. To make a donation, visit countdown2eternity.com. Countdown to Eternity with James Cadiz and Don Stewart is brought to you by Calvary Chapel, Signal Hill.